hunted, Ash McCann had made a small fortune in New Wichita running dope. He'd gotten it when the city was brand new and all sorts of interesting unclassified plants fetched tourists and others attention and money. This legal, gray, and sometimes illegal trade cost him his very freedom. He was caught growing high-grade opium and making it into fine quality heroin. They took his farm and all he owned. This is a story of how he escaped prison and of his run from authorities who hunted him. Novagun was a harsh prison 30 miles from the city on an island full of hostile animals. Across carnivore fish and snake-infested waters, into swampland full of hazards, many of them still unclassified. 30 years in a steamy, insect-overrun hell. The only good thing about it was that the Poldaks, who made up the 70% of the prison population, seldom practiced the anal rape ritual so common in the jails back in the old country. It sucked waking up several times a night to the searing pain of an island insect bite, to slap the fist-sized armored bastard off you and crush it under your shoe, now stained with bug guts. It sucked hard to have to stand aside as a group of blue boys took up the whole hall, either that or be violently assaulted. Later, several on one. This new white boy friend, Cheese Talbert, got stabbed by them and was still recovering in the prison infirmary. Itself, Ash had heard stories of the fall of the government. That fall, the government had decided that the Poldaks could no longer practice their ritual, big ritual festival in the prison. This resulted in a riot. Ash found the dead body of a guard and slipped into his slightly too large clothes. From there, he ran for his life from the Poldaks as the guards before him shot round after round of heat-seeking rubber bullets. No one even noticed he wasn't a guard, so he just slipped away and made it outside. He looked back at the walls of his former home and smiled. Now to cross the water and then the swampland ahead, he took to the water at a run and swam as hard as he could. The shore was just 500 feet away. From the wall above, the Poldaks were throwing dead and wounded bodies of guards into the water. Ash was in luck. The meat-eater slithered and swam that way, and the screams of the wounded said that they were feasting. Ash swam as fast as he could. His arms and legs would hate him for it later. Hate him bad. Sometimes he would dangle in the reeds and thick moss. Ash fought his way free each time. Some unseen suckered things tried to attach themselves to him, and he fought them free. He could see shore gathering closer. His feet touched something big and slimy, and his foot stank for 3 days afterwards. Soon he was ashore, looking back over his shoulder for signs of pursuit. No sign of anyone. He walked into the steaming jungle and never seemed to dry off. From the water, a horrible stench arose from his foot where the green mold had infested his shoes. Streaming across the sky came a government helicopter, no doubt holding reinforcements and crowd control agents. Back at the prison, the helicopter was spewing a chemical foam that made the rioters exposed to it get overwhelmed by a mentally dulling, heavy, lethargic daze. They walked about like zombies. Most dropped the weapons they had taken off the dead guards. The backup team located the remaining guards and gave them injections to relieve the effects of the zombie gas. Ash took his sweat-soaked shirt off as he headed deeper into the jungle. He felt all right other than the oppressive humidity of this place, and he felt he needed just to pick a direction and keep going. Better to live or die in the jungle than to be a slave for the rest of his days. His shirt was tied around his waist. He kept sweating and sweating. Odd-colored bugs swarmed him, dipped and bit. He had swatted 80 of them already.